So, Henry, introduce yourself first so we know who the hell you are.
Well, first of all, I want to say it's a very interesting panel. Industries are diverse, ridiculously diverse. You'll see in a second. So I'm Henry. Okay, so I'm going to give a disclaimer about that in a second. And I run a company called Cockpit. Cockpit is a subsidiary of El Al Airline Group. Not many people know, but El Al is, it's not just an airline, it's 10 companies, it's a conglomerate. And we launched about 2 years ago. And what we do essentially, our mission is to seek out, support, and invest in technologies, breakthrough technologies that are targeting travel, aviation, and aerospace. So everything that has, let's say, a strong overlap with commercial aviation is something that's interesting for us. Okay, so this concept, first of all, I like it very much, and I'm going to take a picture in a second. But we're going to do.
What's your disclaimer?
My disclaimer is now. So I wasn't aware exactly of the format.
Great, no, neither was anyone.
Great,
don't worry.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to go with the slides. I'm going to do the start because it'll give you some background, which is great for the discussion.
Yeah.
And then if something is relevant to any slide, I'll go to it. If not,
we are a slide-free zone.
Yes, but I need the this one. Okay. So I'll do it very quickly. So just some information about aviation in general. So 2016, we had almost 4 billion people hop on a plane. In general, the predictions are this number is going to double in the next 20 years. What I'm trying to say is this is a growing market, annually about 8%. We're seeing a lot of new airlines, a lot of new airports. And in the next 20 years, we're mainly going to see it in developing countries. We're going to see new cities pop up just because of the population increase. And so these cities people will need to move around. So they'll have airports, new routes, new planes. So the industry is growing. Even though we're seeing some interesting technologies trying to replace the way we maybe think about mobility, it's still a very strongly kicking industry. Now, if you go, so in Israel, there's a platform called the Startup Nation Central Finder. I don't know if anyone knows it. It's sort of a database for startups. Now, you can tag specific industries to see startups in that industry. So if you tag air travel, which is kind of an inclusive name for everything we care about, you see only less than 1% of startups has that tag, which is obviously not really true. And I'll try to debunk this concept. So this is a bit, just a quick list of things that are interesting for us. You see it's very diverse, everything from cybersecurity to how you book a ticket, and engineering, maintenance, how you manufacture a plane. Aviation in general is a heavy operational industry. It's very, very diverse. Even the food on the plane, food technologies are very different in the world of aviation than they are in other sectors for different reasons. It's very, very diverse. So let's say 8 out of 10 startups have some connection to what we do. Sometimes it's a weak connection. Sometimes it's a very strong connection. But in any case, this is kind of contradictory to what people might think when they think about what we look for. So why don't we see more startups in the space? Okay, because if everyone is relevant, why aren't they talking to me? So we mapped a few good reasons. This is kind of in the eyes of an entrepreneur. Okay, so we see that, first of all, there's a long value chain. So when you book a ticket, which is a simple thing that probably everyone here has done at least once, you might think it's a simple process between you and the airline. In reality, there are maybe 5 or 6 different parties involved in that process. And so if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to disrupt this part of the industry, you need to kind of have a connection with all of them, which is very, very hard. So you have airports, aircraft manufacturers, airlines, tech vendors, service providers, you have online travel agencies, you have a lot of different players you need to understand the landscape in order to really change something, which is very difficult for entrepreneurs. Now, second thing is regulation, right? It's a heavily regulated industry. Also, it's a global market, but something that might fit a company like El Al in its size and specific strategy, which is a full fare airline, it might not fit an exactly same size airline in a different region of the world just because of the defragmentation of the culture. And so it's tough to scale. Also, aviation companies tend to be very big. They're very big, meaning they're very slow. Startups are very quick to die. So that's a very big problem. Also, they're not technology companies. So airlines are not technology companies. Essentially, airlines are, you might imagine, a very sophisticated high-end bus company, right? You put people on a bus in the air, move them from point A to B. A lot of the technology is outsourced. So some startups, they come in and they think, you guys probably know everything. So help me do this. So a lot of the time, they don't have the expertise to do that. So that's a gap. And the last thing is, okay, so airlines, so the last 2 years were pretty good, but airlines in general don't make money, okay? There's a famous saying in my industry that everyone in the aviation space is making money except for airlines. And it's very true. We're talking single percentile on an industry level.
Did you know all these barriers before you took the job?
I knew most of them. But that's the challenge, right? I mean, that's what we live for. So innovation is risky and costly. And so in the end, what's going on is that these companies, they're risk averse. This is why when we launched Cockpit, we were the first one in the world to do that. 2 years ago, there were no corporate venture funds for any airline in the world, right? Now, El Al is not the biggest airline in the world, but yet it was the first to think about doing something like this. Now there are four. So, depending on how you count, but in general, four. And for aviation, that's...
I must say, I didn't like the voiceover. It's a bit too American. If you want me to do a voiceover, I'm happy.
There's a line I want to change.
I think we need to work together on this one. So any questions first before... Yes. There's a mic here.
I like this one.
I was wondering, was Cockpit... created by you and pitched to El Al, or did El Al decide as a strategy to create Cockpit and then recruit you? Obviously, you're not from El Al before.
Obviously.
Cockpit. Yeah.
Well, I'm not dressed like an airline.
But can I have ice with my Coke, please?
$2. I would love to say that it was my concept, but no. For a big corporate like El Al, so a few numbers about El Al. El Al has about 6,000 employees. General revenue, we're talking almost $3 billion a year. Last year, 5 million passengers. I would love to come in and have them set up a subsidiary and pitch, but I'm not that good yet. They had a concept that was kind of a brainchild way above the current management, or it was something that they were talking about for years. They had no idea how to do it, but they knew they wanted to do something. It matured at one point in time, because I was kind of helping them out with certain things. They actually wanted to find people so they had an idea they want to do it, but they knew it cannot come from within. They needed someone else to come in and set up, because it's a venture fund, it's not their business. They kind of roped me into it, and I like challenges, and it's this industry. Well, all industries we saw that are being disrupted, but this industry is in the 70s. I don't know if a lot of people know, but e-commerce was invented by the travel industry in the 70s. But it stopped there. Somehow, mainly because of the way the infrastructure worked. And anyway, so it kind of shifted into other spaces, and it's going very well. And travel is now behind everyone else. And so I don't know if anyone knows, but about 10% of global expense is travel. That's ridiculous. We're talking trillions of dollars. So this is a huge industry. And for me, it was a very, very challenging thing to do. And we had all the backing. And I didn't think about it, but let's say the model is something we work on together. It's experiments. I mean, I have further in the deck, I don't know if we get to it, I have a few experiments that we kind of, on a global scale, that we tried.
Do you have a follow-up?
If I can follow up.
Yeah.
So what were the challenges of being an outsider trying to drive innovation into, you know, a company which is old school, and how did you deal with them? And I was also wondering what surprised you, you know, for the better in trying that attempt. What did you think was going to be majorly hard, and then you said, wow, that was easy.
So that's a very good question. I had some prior experience with that, and I think everyone who's trying to do something with corporates kind of have something interesting to say about that. But for me, like what I did before this, I had a company that was doing, you could call it corporate innovation as a service, mainly in Internet of Things, because that's my technical background. So I've had the pleasure of working with Hisense from China, and Barclays, and Axel Springer from Germany, and all of these guys are having their industries disrupted. And I think what mainly made me pick this project, or this company, is the mindset of the people in El Al, which is kind of, I don't know how people perceive El Al. I now perceive El Al very differently than what I thought before, but the mindset was the right mindset to do something now. I mean, I can't say anything what will happen in 2 years. I cannot say what happened 5 years ago. But now, there is the right level of support all across the board, from the board of directors and everything. So we did that. So that was kind of surprising. And also, as you go into actually doing projects, and we've done many projects so far, we have actually reached, in the last 2 years, 4 startups already have commercial agreements with El Al. We've had 17 proof of concepts, 11 actual pilots. I have 1 minute. And so we were very, so I can say for sure that it was very surprising to see. It's not easy to do stuff, don't get me wrong, but people are very eager to think outside the box. And, you know, every meeting starts with a no, but, you know, if you hang on to the meeting for the next 45 minutes, it'll become a yes.
So tell us something, without the slides, but tell us something you're really excited by and something that's been an abject failure that you don't want to tell us about.
Okay. I'll start with the failure, because I like talking about failures.
Oh, well, let's just stick with the two failures then.
It works for me. So there was a startup, maybe I should mention the name, I don't know, but there was a startup that El Al actually invested in before Cockpit was founded. They invested in the company about, I think, in 2014. Now, a lot of companies do that, right? But usually there's no support structure. It just falls through somehow. So that company, what they were doing, the idea was to take the way you shop in duty-free, but make it digital. So the idea was to create, like in Israel, there's Zap, right? But do the same thing for duty-free, right? So you put in where you're going, where you're flying from, where you're flying to, the airline, and it compares everything from the destination to the airport to the airline, all the different duty-frees, gives you the best price, and then you can pick where you want it to wait for you. So that was the idea, and it was a big failure. I think the biggest failure was that they didn't have, now when we choose a startup, it needs to have like a business unit within the airline that wants to push this, that they see benefit.
It's got to be a champion.
Yes, and with duty free and El Al, they don't need this type of thing. I mean, it only hurts them. So they didn't really have a champion, like you said, and the company in the end didn't make it, and they closed down about 3 years after when the founder started arguing.
Okay, let's go to a great success or something that you're really excited by.
So the two things. So one is, we have one startup that is doing very well. The startup is called BitFlyer. I have a slide about it, but I won't go to it. Essentially, it's about, and this is something you all can enjoy. So for people, a lot of the time, they're price sensitive about the airline ticket. And most of the people that buy El Al are not that type of people, right? Because it's more expensive, it's full fare, it's a different type of experience. So the idea was, how can we actually entice these people to come in, and at the same time we need to have a benefit for the airline, otherwise they won't do it. So there is an amazing startup called BitFlyer, essentially what they do is they analyze the data from the revenue management in the airline. So revenue management is the piece in the airline that decides the ticket pricing. And in the end, their KPI is, did we sell in 2 billion or not? That's a heavy burden. But there's a big problem in aviation that is what is called unsold inventory. Mm. So inventory for airlines is seats. And 20% on average globally are unsold seats. So that's $120 billion pain. So the idea was the Bitflyer, yes, okay. The idea was that Bitflyer is tapping into that data, and they're able to automatically take out seats that would probably not be sold and offer them in real-time auctions. And so people enjoy like snagging a price, right? And the airline sells tickets that they wouldn't normally sell. So it's a win-win for everyone. Obviously, it's very technological and it took a lot of time to implement. But this product is live, first time in the world. And it's live for almost a year now. And they've sold, I think, I can't say the exact number because it's ever-changing, but hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of tickets. And it's growing yearly at 100% in terms of membership. Quarterly.
The name.
So the brand in El Al is called Bit2Fly. The technology behind it is a company called Bitflyer.
And I'm going to give you 20 seconds to say your other thing you're excited by.
Other thing, okay. So we're going to invest. Okay, so this is Scoop.
Scoop. Oh, my God. I'm a journalist. Yes. I've got nothing to write with.
We're going to invest in a company that's doing something absolutely crazy and unique. They have a technology that it's about satellite connectivity. So I don't know if you guys know, but we're very much dependent on satellite connectivity. And for airlines, it's even more of a crucial point because the Wi-Fi you experience on the plane, it's through satellites mostly, unless it's domestic or something like that. So, but it's very expensive. So now when you launch a satellite, it costs a lot of money anyway. I don't want to throw you numbers, but it's very, very expensive. And you have a limited bandwidth just because of the technological difficulties. So what they're doing is they've created a whole new way to create the communication part of that satellite. So it means we will be able to launch very cheap satellites with much higher bandwidth. So this is going to disrupt the way people consume connectivity on a global scale. And
so it's full cost flights and low cost satellites.
Yes, yeah, but low cost, but the experience of a full fare. Yes.
Okay, Henry, cool. I'm going to stop you there.
I want to take a picture with you and everyone.
Oh my God, we're going to do that now.
Just because normally when I do these things, people who have headphones in, usually they're ignoring me, right? And right now it's the opposite. So I want to take a picture.
So we all have to focus all of our attention on Henry,
yes,
as though we're so excited by,
yes,
what he's saying,
and I'm gonna make you
that
famous,
his job,
right,
is going to be safe for another, at least another month.
At least another month, right, okay. So.
Okay, everyone think they like Henry.
Yes.
Like Henry.
Okay.
Great.
Good, thank you.
Henry, thank you. Elendik.